Welcome to Perspectives, brought to you by Physicians Practice. I'm Drew Boxler, editor of Physicians Practice. Every 2 weeks, we explore key areas of a successful, thriving, independent practice. We'll hear from experts in the industry regarding best practices for billing and collections, answer your top coding questions, analyze current legal trends, malpractice landmines to avoid, and look at the hottest tech innovations to increase productivity and enhance the patient experience. Let's get started. Customer satisfaction for physician practices primarily constitutes patients receiving quality care and good treatment. But to grow your patient population, you need to find a way to let more people know about you and spread positive reviews of your services. A great way to do this is through traditional marketing. Think television, newspaper, radio advertisements. But digital marketing can take your practice exposure to a whole new level, and is quite frankly necessary in today's virtually connected society. In today's podcast, you'll hear from Rachel Sossman, the head of strategic initiatives at Full Media, a digital marketing agency based in Chattanooga, Tennessee, about how practices can best market their services in the digital realm. First, Rachel discusses the importance of a marketing strategy for independent practices.
There are incredible market pressures right now on physicians. Incredible market pressures on anyone in our healthcare industry, really, whether that's a hospital or a health system. But especially for independent practices, it is a challenging environment to operate in right now and to be successful, given that there are players out there in the industry that have huge budgets and huge abilities to go out and reach patients, to do that branding work, just to really build their brand through that really amazing ability to budget for it. So for independent physician practices, I mean, we don't have to talk about the fact that independent physicians really have to know how to be business owners too. You all know that's a huge challenge to balance both practicing medicine and then also needing to be a business owner as well. But the marketing standpoint really can't be understated. And ultimately, there are so many really wonderful ways through marketing to reach people who are close to you. And that's one of the amazing things about healthcare, is that it's really local marketing. Ultimately, the people who are most likely to come to your practice are people who live literally within a certain mile radius of where your location is, because convenience and access, those are two really huge drivers of why patients choose the practices and physicians that they do. And so ultimately, even though independent physician practices don't have the same huge budget to throw tons and tons, millions of dollars into marketing, they have a big advantage in that really what they're trying to do is just compete with the other person that's down the street, whether that's a physician that's part of a health system or if that's just another physician practice. Ultimately, healthcare is very interpersonal. And so if you can stand out as the person who they want to choose and think about it literally just within the small radius that are most likely, those patients are most likely to come to your practice and need care from you. Patient behavior is really changing. So I think that's a really important thing for independent physician practices to consider, is how much, not just because of the pandemic, although that's a huge driver of change. And honestly, whenever we go through situations like the pandemic or even the economic pressures of the past year, what it often does is it speeds up trends that were already occurring. And so whenever you think about where patients were going and how they were expecting to receive care and to receive communication also from their provider, it really kind of accelerated exactly where people are spending their time and those trends that were already in place before. So that changes, of course, for different specialties. You're going to find that in urgent care or primary care, the expectations are probably far more accelerated insofar as they're expecting virtual care and really wonderful digital experiences. They're going to seek out places that provide an incredible digital experience, incredible virtual care options, very convenient and inexpensive care. Whereas you'll see those trends come a little bit slower for more niche specialties like oncology or even, you know, heart care. Some of the ones that are out there, patients are expecting that and they're starting to move in that direction. But at the same time, the market pressures are a little bit slower because people also very much value expertise in those industries. But ultimately, every healthcare marketer out there is going to be talking about patient experience. So that's ultimately, I think, what we're talking about. And marketing is a piece of that patient experience. So patient experience includes also when that patient walks in the door, what the waiting room experience is like, how they proceed through that care. It includes the patient portal, that experience and how that goes, referrals. But it also includes marketing, and especially the digital experience. Patients spend a huge amount of time on the internet, not only just going about their day-to-day life, watching Netflix, all of those things, but they also use the internet to look for healthcare information all of the time. This is a statistic from Google, but 7% of Google searches are healthcare related, and that equals 1 billion searches every day. So when you think about exactly where people are going to figure out information about what's going on with them and how they can find resources and information, and then ultimately how they can find a provider, that digital experience is really powerful. And independent physician practices, again, they have an incredible ability to play a part in that, because when you look at digital marketing, you have the ability to play in your local space far more than you do in other places. So again, that digital experience, making sure that patients have an incredible experience on your website, that it's easy for them to find out how to access care. Limiting barriers in those areas is really essential right now, because folks are spending more and more time online and they're expecting more of their online experience than they ever have before.
One of the aspects of a digital marketing strategy is how to position your practice on search engine results. This is one of the most important considerations for your strategy in order to reach potential new patients.
So whether you are actively doing anything with search engines or not, if you have a website, it is driving patients to your practice. And if you're not using search engines and really thinking through that as a part of your marketing strategy, then you're missing the opportunity to get in front of more patients and drive them toward your practice, because it's such a huge and important place that patients go to look for care. So when patients are using a search engine, they use it in a lot of different ways. Obviously, the biggest bucket of searches out there are just people who are looking for symptoms and ending up on that Mayo Clinic type of content, like the traditional Dr. Google, the things that people dread that their patients are looking up on the internet, that's the biggest and first biggest bucket. But then beyond that, patients also use search engines to look specifically for information about conditions, about treatment options, and ultimately for a provider who provides that care. So that's a really critical place where you're competing with other people out there, especially folks who are near you, who are in the same city, them who are in that same little region that you are. Search engines work very locally, so they prioritize trying to serve results that are close to a person. So they're trying to give you the people who are in your neighborhood. But ultimately, there's other things that you can do to help search engines understand that you're a quality and relevant result. Those are the two biggest things that search engines consider. It's, are you a high quality result? Are you a relevant result? And so for independent practices that are looking to help improve how they appear in search engines and really influence more patients to come in the door, it is really important for them to think about that quality piece and think through, do you have a great website? Is that website mobile friendly? The mobile friendliness piece is huge, and mobile drives more appointments than desktop. So ultimately, if someone is searching for care on their mobile device, they're far more likely to reach out to your practice to actually schedule an appointment. So it's a very important and key piece to make sure that whenever someone's looking at your website on a mobile device, that it's a good experience and that you're answering their key questions like hours, address, phone number. Ensuring that they can access those things really easily will ultimately bring more patients into the door. But then beyond that, your online reviews, those are really critical to for your practice and for your search results. So Google and other search engines will view you as a higher quality result if you do have a great star rating and if you have great and numerous high quality reviews. That's a really critical factor that the search engine itself looks at and that patients look at whenever they're making a decision about who to go to for care.
And up next, Rachel continues her discussion about online reviews, ways that you can manage these online reviews and subsequently patient opinions, and how you can buttress your online reputation with a larger online presence.
When it comes to online reviews, those are a super those are a very critical piece to your online success. And again, this isn't just about marketing. It's also about when you are reaching patients through other forms too, are they going to take the time to actually consider you? So 79% of consumers trust a online review just as much as they trust a word of mouth recommendation. That's incredible. That is so important to understand that they will trust online reviews from a stranger and take those just as seriously as they would a recommendation from someone who they know in person who had a good or a bad experience. So ultimately, online reviews are super important. And also, even if patients are reaching you through another method. So for instance, if you're an orthopedic surgeon and, a patient got a referral to you to come to you for surgery, patients will still use the internet to research you before they come in. So everything from your website, to your physician bio, making sure that that is really putting you in the best light on the internet, that can influence whether that patient actually follows through with that review process or with that referral process, or if they don't. We know that in the referral process, there's a lot more leakage than there used to be, and that patient choice is starting to drive a lot more of the specialty care, not just the primary care. And so as physicians are thinking about how they can continue to keep a piece of that pie, and independent physicians are trying to compete against health systems with a lot more resources, you really have to think also about whether your online presence is actually putting your best foot forward, even if you're a surgeon or a highly specialized provider. Those patient reviews and your web presence still makes a huge difference in exactly how and whether people will consider you. 63% of patients will choose one provider over another based on their online presence alone. So again, that's more than 50% of patients that will make a decision on which provider they want to go to based on online presence. And so that is not just for primary care and urgent care and those easy, more transactional types of practices, but also for the specialty care as well, where patients are interrupting that traditional referral process.
Thanks again for taking the time to speak with us, Rachel. and thank you all for listening to Perspectives, brought to you by Physicians Practice. We hope you subscribe or listen to podcasts, rate us, and let us know what topics you would like to hear more about. For more practice management insights from the top experts in the field, be sure to visit us at physicianspractice.com and sign up for our newsletter.